All of us.
Da se molite
pray
also za mene,
for me.
Amen. Jer ja,
because me,
sam spreman,
I'm ready,
da idem,
to go.
Amen.
Neprijatelj,
but the enemy,
će se jako bunit,
he will be very against.
Ali veći je onaj koji je u nama, nego onaj koji je u svijetu.
But bigger is that one who is in us than that one in the
world.
Amen. Mi možemo,
as we have to,
se pokrenuti.
Just move forward.
Pokrenuti se u ime Gospodina Isusa Krista.
To go forward in the name of Lord Jesus.
I reći stop.
Just to say stop.
Stop. Ljudi trebaju promjene,
because people they need change.
I oni trebaju vidjeti ruku živoga Boga,
just to see hand of God.
Živoga Boga,
hand of God, alive God.
Nama je otkriveno,
because to ask is renewed.
Sve,
everything,
cijela istina,
all of it,
ne dio.
Not just partial.
Sve. Ja vidim ljude po gradu.
I see people in city.
Koji govore o Bogu.
They are talking about God.
Ali nikto ne od njih.
But to no one.
Nije Bog otkriven.
It's not revealed.
U potpunosti.
All truth.
A mi,
but we,
imamo,
we have,
svu istinu,
we have all truth,
jer imamo,
because we have,
proroka,
we have prophet,
na kojega smo prepoznali,
and we recognize him,
na koji nam je rekao sve,
and he told us all secrets.
Mi znamo,
and we know,
so know kako, how to razit neprijatelja,
how to go against him and win.
Neprijatelj,
enemy,
je lažo.
He is not saying truth. He's lying.
Lying. Taj neprijatelj govori da se ga još treba pobjediti. Taj neprijatelj uvodi da se ga treba pobjediti. Laže da se ga treba pobjediti. Laži da se ga treba pobjediti. Hoće reći da on već pobjeđen.
But he is overcome already. Because Jesus overcome.
And Satan
and Satan
laže.
He is just lying.
I mi smo svjetlo.
And we are alive
u ovome gradu,
in this city.
Mi moramo,
and we have to,
ići,
to go,
da prije vršimo posao.
As soon as possible we finish that work.
Da nađemo ljude,
to find people,
koji moraju ući u Krista.
To find people who has to come into Christ.
Koji će biti kršteni,
and that they will be baptized also,
sa duhom i vodom,
in spirit and in hope also.
Ja vidim da ovo stanje je užasno,
and I can see that condition is not really good
s ovim ljudima,
with those people,
u ovom gradu. A mi,
but we
smo tu,
we are here,
da im donesemo,
to bring
svjetlo,
that light,
živo svjetlo,
live light,
živoga Boga,
of living God.
I ja ću vas moliti da,
and we'd like to ask you,
molite za mene.
Hey, how is this?
Ja sam spreman ići.
I'm ready to go.
I sigurno,
and I'm sure,
ja ću govoriti.
I will not speak.
ovu istinu.
It's true.
Jer istina je samo jedna.
Because truth is just only one.
I u ovom velikom gradu mi smo mali dio ljudi.
We are the small group.
Koji ne zna tu istinu.
And we know it.
Mi moramo pomoći ljudima
na
to, jer Bog voli ljude.
He likes people.
Ok, nema više vremena.
Ok,
ja se želim zahvaliti.
Evo ti da se odmijem.
Molite za mene.
Da ste.
Božju riječ.
Dobro.
Prate od nas i čudesa.
They will follow. They will follow.
Signs and wonders.
Signs and wonders.
Thank you.
Amen.
Wonderful testimony, brother. Let's rejoice by singing that song, I Am Under That Rock.
Amen. Jehovah, I need, I am under the rock. God tell my enemy, I am under the rock. Jehovah, I need, I am under the rock.
I am under the Amen.
I know there's a lot of traffic this evening because of the football, so I think he sends from the city centre straight through to get here, but the Holy Spirit. So let's come to a time of prayer first of all. Let's settle our souls in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Let's bring ourselves before Him. Let's pray after the song worship. We thank the Lord for the song worship.
Amen.
Let's seek the Lord that He'd lead us and guide us by His word, that He'd help us in the end of the service. Whatever the Lord lays upon your heart, you put it before the Lord. Let's come to a time of prayer. Let's open the book of Ephesians chapter 6. Let's just read one verse, which is verse 12. Ephesians 6 verse 12. Ephesians 6 verse 12. For we wrestle, let's just read from 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Father, bless your word unto us. Help us this night. Father, have the preeminence. Glorify thy name. Let your will be done. Bring for your people every request that has been brought to put into your hands.
Yes.
Father, your will be done.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You may be very familiar scripture this evening. I just took it because that's the scripture which the prophet used when he preached the message, the contest. I just wanted to take from the contest. It's a very short message. It's a New Year's message that he preached. that it had some very good virtuous principles that he's teaching us when he's speaking about the context. So let me just have a look at that for a little bit. The prophet says, first of all, if you look in verse 12, the Bible says we are rested. This is why he speaks of the context.
Amen.
Because we are rested.
Amen.
This is a continual contest. We're wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Amen.
That literally means spiritual wickedness means malice. You know what the word malice means? It means when somebody has real ill, bad feelings towards somebody else. If you are malicious, you want harm to be done to somebody else. You don't wish the welfare of that person.
Amen.
And Paul is saying to us that the spiritual forces, the powers that we are wrestling against in the contest, they have no good thoughts towards us. This is a spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. And he says the contest, he says a contest is a test of strength.
Amen.
So to every single person that's here today, this contest is a test of strength.
Amen.
You know, your sins are going to find you out, your weak points are going to find you out, because we're wrestling not against flesh and blood, but we're against an enemy, a very personal enemy.
Amen.
A malicious enemy.
Amen.
A very real enemy.
Amen.
And he's against us. You know, so the prophets, this quote was sent around the other day from Blushing Prophet, and I liked it, and I'll read another one just to balance it up, because sometimes you can just take something maybe on one hand without looking on the other. That's from Blushing Prophet, but the prophet says, do you realize, old men, when we were boys, our boys has got 10 times the temptation that you have.
That's right.
So we're speaking about spiritual wickedness.
Amen.
We're speaking about the powers of darkness that we're wrestling against. Now the prophet was speaking this in 1956, so he was speaking to maybe 2 generations before. He was saying, you old men, do you realize that the contest which we're having, you know, the forces that have been let loose, the temptation, the trials that we went through when we were young. The problem says, our children, that's Brother Billy Paul's generation. The temptation was 10 times worse. And he says, sister, do you realize that your daughter has 10 times the temptation you had when you were a girl?
Mm-hmm.
What will her daughter have?
Mm-hmm.
And that's getting to our generation. What about the next generation, which is our generation?
That's right.
So the temptation, just that Satan is darkness, is encroaching more and more. As I want to say, you can see it in the movies.
Amen.
You can see the dimension of hell that's been released in Hollywood. You can see the music, which is the most evil kind of thing that you can find.
There's another
dimension. Each generation that goes by, each year that goes by, it's like it's another level of sin. The fashions, or the lack of fashions. That's what it is. It's getting less and less what people say. And you just find these kind of things. And you say, but hey, no, the prophet was right. The temptation that we face up to now, then the prophet says, look at the things, the pictures the devils are painting. No, so the devil's busy. He's at work. He knows what he's doing. And then he summarizes and he says, oh, how we need to pray.
Amen.
So that's what is going to be the key, because is any of you tempted? Let him pray.
Amen.
Is any afflicted? Let him pray. So there's certain things that we can do to help. But I want to balance it out with the message proving his worth. Where the prophet says, when I look around sometimes and see these Rickies and Rickettes, he's looking at the modern generation of his day. He says that we've got today on the streets and how everything's going on. I think, oh God. You know, so the prophet looked at how sin was heaping up. And he thought, oh God. Wait a minute, he said. See, the prophet. The Lord said to the prophet, my timepiece is turning just exactly right. Then he says, because we've got more knowledge now than we had then.
Amen.
When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God raises a standard.
Amen.
So today we've got more knowledge.
Amen.
More understanding.
Amen.
The rivers of unbelief are flowing so hard, but God raises a standard against us.
Amen.
I really wanted to balance out, because we can look and say, but hey, This generation has 10 times more temptation, but friend, God gives you the resources that you need to
overcome. Amen.
Amen. It doesn't matter which generation that you're in, or when you lived, or when you didn't live. God will give grace to His children.
Amen.
He will train His children in each age, each generation, for the contest they have to face up to that generation. But one thing which we'll see for sure from that principle is we're going to have to use the resources that are given to us. Lord God has ministered to us to overcome in our day. We need to use those resources. There's nothing else is going to overcome the conditions of this day save the divine resources that God has given to His sons and His daughters. And if we're not going to use the resources wisely, we are going to be overcome.
Amen.
We are going to be overtaken by the enemy.
Amen.
You know, so you think of the grace of God, what He's done to us. You know, what He's unveiled to us, what He's opened up to us. You know, when the Isaiah says, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard.
Amen.
You know, so there's always a raised standard. When the devil wants to come against you, and the Lord knows there's a contest coming for you, there's a temptation or something coming for you, God has promised first to raise a standard.
Amen.
God will never send His sons and daughters into battle without preparing them for battle.
Right.
God will never ever risk the souls, risk the reputation of His sons and daughters without equipping them, without training them, without giving them everything which they need to be victorious.
Amen.
In whatever generation, whatever age, whatever circumstances.
Amen.
Right.
And that's the key to it all. And that's why we have times of consecration. And we have times of prayer. Because no matter the resources that God has given unto us, you know, those resources cannot do an effective job if we have sin in our lives.
Amen.
Sin negates the power of God inside of our lives. If we have lukewarmness inside of our lives, it's impossible for us to overcome the way that we should overcome.
Amen.
And that's why we continually need prayer.
Amen.
We need fasting and consecration. To keep an atmosphere inside of our lives, inside of our souls, so that the resources, the weapons that God has given us would be effective. Because the weapons of our warfare, the Bible says, are mighty.
Amen.
Through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
There's
nothing that will overcome a son and daughter of God. If you have the right atmosphere in your heart, and you use the resources that God has given to you, you know, right back to Eden. That's where people made the mistake.
Amen.
They didn't even use the resources correctly. They didn't train for the contest the way that the prophet says. So a contest is a test of strength.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes on to say, he says, I want to speak for these minutes quickly upon the greatest contest that there is. That's between the church and Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Then he says, the great strength of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's a real important thing because Satan has strength.
Amen. That's right.
Satan has strength. We'll see where his strength is. But he says the great strength of Satan. And we want to speak of the great strength of God in His church.
Amen.
That's the contest. The contest isn't between you and the devil.
Amen.
The contest is between the strength of God in His church and the devil.
Amen.
That's why it says, be strong in the Lord. And in the power of His might.
Amen.
You and I can't overcome the devil.
Right.
It's Christ in us.
Amen.
It's that spiritual resource that He puts inside of us.
Amen.
That's going to overcome the devil every time.
Amen.
And that's how we need to consecrate ourselves, to keep ourselves in a certain spiritual condition.
Amen.
Otherwise, the contest is going to be hard because it's a test of strength.
Amen.
And you and I, in our own strength and our own resources, we're going to quickly run out of strength.
Amen.
We're not going to go very far against the devil, but God doesn't want it to be like that. So it says this great contest has been going on for many years. Started in heaven. Satan was kicked out to the earth, and he became an enemy to God's people. And since then, he's used all of his strength and his strategy to try to pull God's people into his fires. So since then, we've got maliciousness against us. We've got a very personal enemy against us. And all he's looking for is an opportunity to display his strength. Because what is the source of Satan's strength? The source of Satan's strength is when he can energize the weakness that's in you because of the fall.
Right. Yes.
If it's money, woman, population,
that's right.
When there's certain things in every one of our lives, and if we don't keep those things under the blood, you see, we give the devil access to that fallen something. Yeah. Now, that's like the Bible, it's a paradox, because Paul, the Lord said to Paul, he says, my strength is made perfect in your weakness.
That's right.
In another way, that's the same with the devil. His strength is made perfect in our weakness.
Amen.
Now, if we allow him access, like Samson, how was the devil's strength shown in the life of Samson? Through his weakness.
Right.
When he exposed his weakness to the enemy.
Yeah.
It's like the enemy, then the power of the devil comes in and energizes the fallen part of us. He energizes those parts of us that we should keep under the blood. And your weakness may be women, might be girls. Now if you're going to play around in enemy territory like Samson did, you're going to go too deep one day like Samson did, and you're not going to get yourself out. No, you've got to keep these things under the blood. And that's how we need times of consecration, times of seeking the Lord. No, so that we can purge ourselves. Sometimes when you find there's a temptation coming in, there's a certain pull, there's a certain attraction, which is trying to pull you back to the old weaknesses that you had. Sometimes you've got to call a halt inside of your life and say, but if I continue the progress, if I continue this path that I'm walking here, where am I going to end up? It's going to end up just as much in captivity as Samson did.
That's right.
So there was the power of God in Samson that God wanted to display. But the devil knew the way I can negate that power, the way I can overcome this man, is I've got to find the effects of the fall.
Amen.
And friends, we've got two categories inside of us which show the fall. The first one is our mind. That's why the greatest part of us fall is our mind.
Right.
And secondly is this flesh.
Amen.
Your mind, your flesh, neither of those are eternal.
Amen.
Neither of those come from God.
Amen.
Both of those are the permissive will of God.
Amen.
It's only your soul that comes
Amen.
From God.
That's right.
That's why your mind will pass away. This flesh will, this corruption will take on incorruption.
Mm.
So that's going to be the target of the enemy.
Amen.
That's where he's going to use his strategies. That's where he's going to try to display his great strength.
Amen.
And friends, he has great strength. Look what he did to Egypt.
Okay.
He was a man who opened himself up to the devil, that that man could break chains. They're trying to chain the man. Yeah, if you give yourself over, if you get too long on enemy territory, if you underestimate the enemy, be careful. Because you give his strength is made perfect in your weakness.
That's
why we've got to keep our weaknesses covered.
Amen.
And that's why consecration is important to a believer on a regular basis.
Amen.
Because the prophet says we purge ourselves.
Amen.
He says we believe in purgatory.
Amen.
He says not a purgatory in the world, you have purgatory is now.
Amen.
Now you purge yourself.
Amen.
With fasting, with prayer, with
yes.
confession of sin.
Amen.
To get rid of that influence, that something which is coming to energize that self-destruct tendency inside of each and every one of us. That's how we need to keep these things under the blood.
Amen.
We need to put on the whole armor of God.
Amen.
We've got to use and utilize the spiritual resources that God has given to us.
Mm.
Because it's being strong in the Lord.
Yes.
That's right.
And in the power of His might.
Amen.
That's how you're going to overcome in this
Amen.
Context.
Amen.
There's no other way that you and I are ever going to overcome. So he says, this great contest, yeah? He says, and we know who has the most power. God does.
Amen.
And God, when he gave his people the best thing that he could do to combat Satan with, was his word.
Amen.
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 So your overcoming in the contest is directly related to your spiritual relationship with God's word.
Amen. Amen.
I'm not speaking about the intellectual word.
Yes.
We all know there's no power in that.
That's right.
He is the word.
Amen.
The prophet says that he says, the best thing that he could combat Satan with, he gave his people, was his word. Because the word is God. And who is stronger than God?
That's right.
So to allow the word to have an effect inside of our lives, we've got to keep a certain atmosphere.
Amen.
And that's why we've got to watch and we've got to pray like the Bible says. Because lukewarmness will come in.
Amen.
Temptation will come in.
That's right.
The enemy will come in to entice us, to get us to sleep and to slumber. And then you're not prepared for the contest.
Right.
Because there comes seasons of trial.
That's right.
Just as much as Jesus when he went out into the wilderness. But look what Jesus did first. He was baptized. He was praying. The Holy Ghost came upon him. So he was prepared for his contest.
Amen.
He went out into the wilderness.
Amen.
And the devil came to the threefold weakness of man. That's the fallen condition of man. The lust of the flesh. Turn the stones to bread. The lust of the eye. I'll give you all of these kingdoms. The pride of life. Cast yourself off. Let the people see how great that you are. That's never going to change. It doesn't matter what generation we live in. It doesn't matter what time we're living in. Those are the threefold that's the threefold temptation every one of us has to overcome.
Yeah. Amen.
And if you look inside of your life where the devil's managed to get a foothold before, when you've had defeats or when you've taken blows and punches in the contest gone by, it's because you haven't kept the blood between the devil and those things inside of your life.
Amen.
To some people it's the lust of the flesh. Some people are high passion. There's some people that the smallest thing that gets their passion going. Other people aren't like that.
Right.
Some people it's pride. There's some people are so ambitious. There's some people it's just naturally inside of them, and the pride can easily overtake them if they're not careful. Paul had that weakness inside of him, and the Lord had to give him a messenger of the devil to buffet him, lest he should be exalted because of the abundance of the revelation. You know, so some people it's pride. There's just that tendency, there's that fallen something inside of their makeup. And if you're not careful, the devil will come and energize that.
Right.
And then he'll show his strength. He'll show who he is. The lust of the eye. You know, some people, it's money. They want this and they want that. They love to dress, you know, with all the latest things and spend all their money. It's okay, all those kind of things, but be careful.
Amen.
That's money, woman, and popularity.
That's
the threefold strategy of the enemy. And he searches us. That's what he says in the next paragraph. He says, people don't believe in demons in this thing. But the thing to do, in my opinion, is know your enemy.
Yes. Right.
How can you overcome him? Why do you think for the last 8 years America lost its war against radical Islam? Because they had a president who wouldn't even mention the name radical Islam. They had a president who would never identify the enemy. Would never identify, this is our enemy and we need to defeat him. And friend, the very first principle of warfare, you have to know your enemy.
Amen.
You have to identify your enemy. You have to know exactly what it is that you're fighting against. You can't go and fight against something which you don't understand. You don't know what the enemy is. That's why the prophet says, people say that there's no demons. He says, the thing, to my opinion, you need to do is know your enemy.
Amen.
And train for the contest.
Amen.
That you're going to have when you meet it.
That's right.
Amen.
Our friends, that's what
it is.
Amen.
Because I would say one of the most fertile training grounds is on your knees.
Yeah. Amen.
That's one of the most
fertile
training grounds
against
the devil is on your knees.
Amen.
Shutting with God in the secret place. It's you and him alone in the closet. Taking now the resource that is given us in this age. And putting on the whole armor of God.
Amen.
That's a real vital part of our training. No, and that's why it's very, very important for us as part of our spiritual armor. If you're not praying, you're going to be overcome.
Amen.
If you're not listening to the message of the hour, my friend.
Amen.
Young people, if you don't listen to the message, you're going to overcome.
That's right. Amen.
Because that's the very resource that God has given us.
Amen.
That is anointed so that it's the armor of the bride in this age. You know, we've got to be using these resources if we want to overcome in this context.
Amen.
That's right.
Because we're going to meet the enemy. He says, train for the contest that you're going to have when you meet him. Now look at your own life, look at my life. There's victories going by, but there's also failures, friends. Look at how he brought you down. Look at the temptation. Look at the times that he brought you in situations that you're embarrassed to think about. Now part of training, if you go into the military training, how they train, you know what they study? The past campaigns. They study past battles.
Yes. Right.
And they learn from those things. Why did they lose? Why did this one win? And friend, the most important thing that you can do on your knees before the Lord many times is learn from your failures of
the past.
See, but how did the devil get strength inside my life? How did he establish a foothold like that? How did he energize the fallen nature inside of me to do those kind of things? Don't just pass it by and say, well, next time I hope it'll be better. It won't be better next time. It won't be better next time unless you learn the lesson from the last time.
That's right, amen.
Go and spiritually catch the revelation in his presence. Down on your knees, waiting upon the Lord to say, Lord, teach me what it is that you want me to learn. Because friends, we have a great tutor. And he's the Holy Ghost in the message of the hour.
Amen.
And he's been commissioned to train us for the contest. He's been commissioned to prepare us for whatever it is to come. Whatever you overcome, if you just trace yourself back, it's not his fault.
That's right.
He was trying to quicken you. He was trying to warn you. He was trying to energize something inside of you, but you didn't listen.
Amen.
You didn't realize maybe the severity of what it is that God knew was coming your way, and that's why you get into the midst of a contest and you're not prepared. That's okay. That's the best way to learn. But don't make the same mistake God
has. Amen.
Samson did that. Samson goes and marries this heathen woman. And you would have thought he would have learned his lesson when everything goes bad. But he didn't learn his lesson from that campaign. So what did he do? He goes and gets a woman from Timnath. And you would have thought he would have learned from then there's a harlot in Gaza. And it almost gets closed in. The enemy almost takes him captive that time. And then he finds himself in enemy territory in the valley of Sorek. But Delilah, friend, you're giving the devil ample opportunity to show his strategy. You're giving the devil ample opportunity to show his strength. It was Samson's own fault. No matter how great the power of God was in him, if he didn't play his part as well, if he didn't train for the contest, if he didn't learn from the campaigns that he had almost been defeated in the days gone by, our friend, they say that they who fail to learn from history are condemned to repeat its mistakes. You've got to learn from these things. When the devil gets one on you, that's okay. That's all part of the process of divine training. Because this is what the prophet says here. He says, like a boxer, his enemy that he's going to meet there in the contest to fight, a real good fighter usually knows and studies his opponent. He studies his licks. He studies how he punches. From every single one of us, we have a tendency that the devil keeps punching us in a certain area. And if you're going to keep going back and making that same mistake, it's our own fault. It's not God's, fault.
Amen.
You find the devil punches you and you take a blow and it takes you time to recover. And you say, hey, that was hard. Then you go back to the same mistake again. Then you go back onto the same enemy territory. And then you go and play with the same fire that you're playing with before. Be careful, because next time it'll be more severe.
That's right.
Because that's the principle. When the devil gets a second opportunity, my friend,
that's right.
That's how you find believers when they backslide. The things they can do will make your ears tingle. It's almost incredible what people can do, because when the devil gets a second opportunity inside of your life, he's going to pour everything that he can.
That's right.
He's going to try to express his strength in your weakness as much as he possibly can. That's what's important for us to learn from these things. And the prophet says, it says, if he's a good, smart fighter, he gets him a sparring partner. You know what a sparring partner is? It's somebody that's going to give you a whack to show your weaknesses before you get to the real contest. And God puts us in situations sometimes, like with Samson, where he'll give you a little defeat because he doesn't want you to get the big defeat.
That's right. Amen.
The big contest is coming. So he'll allow you to go through something. You'll think everything's good. You'll think that you're strong. And the Lord will say, hey, my friend, your trainer, your tutor, who wants to teach you the principles of boxing, he's going to put you against the sparring partner. He's going to allow something inside of your life, and you're going to take a few blows, and then you're going to realize, but hey, I'm not as prepared as I thought I was.
Amen.
And that's the grace of God.
Amen. That's right.
Because he allows you to have a sparring partner to prepare you for the real one.
Amen.
So we need to learn from those things. And sometimes truce sparring partners before the main event.
That's right.
But he never learned the lessons from those two sparring partners. He never learned the lessons what he went through. And that's why the prophet says he normally has, he gets him a sparring partner. Yeah? And if it's a good smart fight, he gets a sparring partner that will fight just like his opponent fights. And God knows how to train his people.
Amen.
God knows how to train you and I.
Amen.
And that's why the blows that we take, there's a lesson in this.
Yes. Amen.
That's part of the training that we need for the contest. No, those sparring partners, those temptations that come suddenly, those situations that arise inside of your life. Friend, God is behind this.
Amen.
So he's really, really trying to get us to where we're supposed to be. And when you overcome, the best thing to do, separate yourself.
Amen.
Search yourself.
Amen.
Seek the face of God. Fast and pray. Amen. And say, Lord, there's something inside of me here that's not the way that it should be. Because the enemy got a foothold. Purge me from this thing.
Amen.
You ask the Lord to purge you at that time. The prophet says it's a very good thing for Christians to do. Train for the knockout punches.
Amen.
Train for the knockout punches.
Amen.
The knockout punches go both ways. You can take one
way. Amen. That's right.
Amen. And that's why prayer is such an important thing. Because genuine prayer is a knockout punch.
Amen. Amen. That's right. Amen.
The devil may be sitting on you. There may be oppression, depression, darkness, confusion, infirmity, affliction. It doesn't matter what it is. But you let the soul of a son and daughter of God start to seek God with all your heart. And I'm telling you, every time it's a knockout,
amen.
Every time it's a breaking point,
that's right.
That oppression leaves you, that depression leaves you. You'll prevail and you'll overcome.
Amen.
But if you fail and get the knockout punch, there's a few things you need to look in your armor. Yes. Number one, check your sincerity. Number two, check unconfessed sin.
Right.
Have a look if there's leaven inside of your life.
Amen.
That's the second thing. Number three, check the atmosphere.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
What are you spending your time doing?
Right.
You know, one really important part of training is getting to know how to use your weapons.
Amen.
Yeah. They take them in the army, they take them to the firing range. Now they teach them to use the weapons, teach them to take them apart, teach them to clean the weapons, teach them to do it blindfolded so they can do it at night if they have to. Teach them how to shoot, teach them if the gun gets stuck. They teach them everything about their weapons. Because their weapons are important.
Right.
And friend, is that not an important thing to us?
Amen.
Should we not allow him to teach us about our weapons?
Amen.
How do we expect to overcome in this great contest?
Right.
If we're not training with the weapons that we're supposed to use. Because these weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
That's right.
They're not natural weapons, but they're spiritual. Amen. So they only operate properly in a certain spiritual atmosphere.
Amen.
And if you're not in the right atmosphere, you find these things don't kick in the way that they should.
Right.
That's how we need to search ourselves. Bring ourselves before the Lord to bring things back to the place that they're supposed to do. Look at Joshua chapter 6. I'll just show you one other thing that you need to be careful of, friends. I've seen it many times. We all learn these things, and I've seen it in the lives of people on a regular basis. Joshua 6 verse 18. You know, Paul said something in the New Testament. He said, despise not prophesy.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to say it in a different kind of a way. If God is God and is in his people, God will always warn you of the contest to come.
Amen. Amen.
He will always warn you. And one day that he doesn't, it is in prophesying. The prophesying is anything which is spoken which could only be known supernaturally.
Yeah.
That's what the prophets, where the Holy Ghost gets into the words of somebody. God inspires someone.
Amen.
Maybe in fellowship, maybe in the preaching of the word, maybe in any manner of things.
Amen.
But God will always speak to you.
Yes.
And before they went into Jericho, Joshua was anointed. He used the Joshua commission here in verse 18. And look what he said. He said, and you in any wise, keep yourselves from the accursed thing. Lest you make yourselves accursed when you take off their cursed things and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble. Joshua just is caught in the spirit. And here's Brother Achan sitting right there. And here's Brother Achan, he doesn't have the whole armor of God. He's about to put his soul in mortal danger. He's about to give into a serious weakness. It's not only going to cost him his life, but it's going to cost the life of other people. So the Holy Ghost gets into the Joshua
commission
and comes and cries out against him and says, don't touch the accursed thing. Leave alone, lest you curse yourself and bring a curse into the camp.
That's right.
But Brother Achan was sleeping in church that day. He didn't hear. So what did he do? He went and did exactly what God had warned him not to do. Friends, let's not waste opportunities like that. We don't get too many opportunities like that. Let's not just let things pass us by. But if you find the Lord is speaking something to your soul, if you realize that there's something coming that's bringing an urgency, that's bringing a solemnness inside of your heart, pay attention to that, my friend.
Amen.
Don't quickly go from here and then set your attention on other things.
No.
Because many, many times it's God trying to train you.
Amen.
It's God trying to equip you. It's God trying to keep you from certain things.
Mm.
So it's a very, very important part of the whole armor is to receive the word.
Amen.
Because that's God's provided way, really, really, of speaking to us about these things. And that's what he goes on to say. He says, train for the knockout punches. You're going to have to use them. He says, train to hit your enemy.
Amen.
I like the example when the prophet went, we've spoken many times, when he went into the insane asylum, they said, there's that girl who's there. He goes there, this nice dressed girl there, starts speaking to her. And then he says, but surely what's wrong? And she tells the story of how she got there. Yeah. And then the prophet says, but surely, says, you don't want to stay in a place like this. You don't want to stay in this place. She says, no, Brother Ram, I don't. And he says, you don't have to stay. Let's get on our knees and pray. And the prophet gets on his knees, and she gets on her knees, and the prophet starts to pray. And after a while, she gets up off her knees and says, no, I think I'll be okay now, Brother Ram. And he says, no.
Amen.
Back on your knees.
Hallelujah.
Because he had your challenge, he landed the knockout.
Amen.
She hadn't broken free from the oppression and the friction of the enemy. So she gets on her knees a second time and she prays for a season once again. And then she gets up again. Oh, you're okay now, Brother Ram. He says, get back on your knees.
Amen.
He says, and finally, that third time, she started to get serious with God. And the tears were coming out of her eyes. And then when she got up that time, nobody had to say it. She said, Brother Branham, something's changed.
Amen.
Something's different.
Amen.
And the brother says, you'll be all right now, sister.
Amen.
That's the answer to that. And friends, that's the training that we need.
Amen.
If you ever can learn as young people how to land a knock and blow against the devil,
you'll
never forget that.
Amen.
That's going to be in your armor all the days of your life.
Amen.
Now when temptation comes and you've been overcome time and time again, there's going to come a time when you say enough is enough.
That's right.
There's going to come a time you say, but when am I going to stand like a Christian soldier?
Yeah.
When am I going to stand up to this enemy? When am I going to prevail and overcome against this enemy?
Amen.
And once somebody knows their way to the mercy seat, once somebody knows how to use the weapon of prayer, once somebody knows how to use the great resource of God's word, once somebody knows how to get themselves around in the message of the hour, it doesn't matter where they go.
Amen.
Patmos, you may be in Babylon, you may be in a den of lions. It doesn't matter where you end up. You train for the conflict. You know how to use your weapons. You know how to land the blow that needs to be landed. And friend, that's the key to consecration. Because there's times inside of your life you just know that I don't have it at this time. The enemy comes in your thoughts and he gives you all these impure thoughts and you can't push them off anymore. The fowls are coming on your sacrifice like in the days of Abraham. But you don't have the spiritual strength to cast them off. That's when you need to fast and pray. Jesus' son come out only by fasting. You need to raise up a level in your sincerity. You need to press into a gear of some desperation. Let instead of your mind doing the praying, let your soul start to pray. Let it be a cry from your heart that you pour out your soul before the Lord. That you come in prayer, and it's that attitude when you're going to pray, you say, I'm not leaving this place.
Amen.
I'm not coming back the same as I came.
Hallelujah. Amen.
You want to be like it, friends. Every single person who's ever used that part of the arm knows what I'm speaking about. There's a certain attitude that you've got to have. There's a certain, you know, like a determination that you you've got to do that. Remember when he looked at the 10 principles of war? And one of the first ones was initiative. You can never win a war on the defense. Defense is necessary for a season until you can regain the initiative.
That's right.
But you can't be a believer and allow the devil to keep buffeting you. One of these days, the blow is going to come through, and then it's going to be a knockout punch. You've got to take the initiative.
Amen.
One of the best ways of turning the initiative in a spiritual battle is fasting and prayer.
That's
one of the best ways that when you're being overcome, when the enemy is coming in like a flood, you need to lay yourself before the Lord as a sign of helplessness, as a sign of dependence upon Him. Say, Lord, I'm not strong in myself, but great is He that's in me than He that's in me.
Amen.
And then you find that divine energy starts to work in that atmosphere that you create through your sincerity, through your confession, through your prayer. There's an atmosphere now that weapons start to energize once again. And now when you start to pray, the prayer starts landing blows against you.
Amen.
And you start finding the enemy starts falling back. The enemy starts falling back. And then you break all the way through with the
prayer.
And you're in heavenly places in Christ for a season. Because the devil always departs for a season. He's never gone from it.
That's right.
He's studying you once again. He's waiting for you to let down your guard. He's waiting for you to expose that weak point once again so that he can energize that and he can show his strength once again. But we need to learn, friends. We need to train for this great contest that we have. Let's come to a close before we pray. He says, the prophet says, we need to train to hit your enemy.
Hallelujah.
And always God uses His word.
Amen.
We must remember that God uses His word to defeat His enemy.
Amen.
If He could have thought of something better for His people to defend the enemy with, He would have done it. So I've always said, when God makes a decision, that's the best that there is available.
Amen.
And right from Eden, God gave to combat the enemy His word.
Amen.
You're only as strong as the word in there.
Yes.
Not the intellectual word, but the spirit quickened word. The word in the right spiritual atmosphere. Friend, that's the sword of the spirit. The devil has never yet won against the sword of the spirit.
That's right.
Since the beginning of time, he's never prevailed against somebody holding the sword of the spirit. It's got to be the hands of faith. It's got to be something that quickens you and energizes you. It means a certain power of God working together with you, like when Samson took that jawbone of a mule. The prophet says the Holy Ghost came and energized every sin. Yeah? And in the prophet says, when he struck, God struck with him.
Amen.
And that's why the jawbone didn't break into a thousand pieces when it hit those in thick helmets of those Philistines. Because that was an anointed hand. Yeah? When he was fighting, when he was striking the blows, it wasn't carnal weapons now. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God. And that's why, friends, Jesus in Matthew chapter 6, when he speaks about the three principles, when you pray, don't be like a hypocrite. But shut yourself in. When you fast.
Amen.
If you fast. He said, when you fast.
Amen.
Don't show people that you fast.
Amen.
Anoint your face. Go about your things. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. That is what your arms giving as well. But those were the three principles that he spoke about. Friends, these things have got to be part of our armor.
Amen.
And he said, when shall I use these things? Whenever you need to.
Amen.
Whenever you see the enemy is coming in and you're failing to stem the flood, you're failing to push him back, that's the time now when we sing the song. Now is my time for consecration.
Amen.
There must be a change in me. I will enter my secret closet and close the door behind me. Yeah. That's what it's going to be, friends. You've got to seek it with this different kind of an earnestness. Realizing that this is a contest, what's going to be the end of it if I don't overcome at this time? You don't want to give in to those things. Let's finish off. He says, now, the enemy is going to study our strategy with the word.
Yes.
Don't tell me the devil doesn't read the message of God. Just have a look in the ranks of the message, friends.
Yes.
What the devil's done with people in the message.
Yep.
He knows. He came and he quoted the Torah, the Bible, to Jesus himself. So the devil, the prophet says, he studies, he knows what this message says.
Amen.
He says, the enemy is going to study our strategy with the word. Satan studied that out so perfectly until when he came to Eve, he had the best strategy he could use upon her. He studied what God had said. He studied Eve and he saw the weakness. And he came now in the contest. Then he says, and that was to reason with the word. That's all that is, friends. The moment you start reasoning with the word, the word's not to be reasoned with. The word is to be submitted to. If you want to overcome, the Bible says, submit yourself to God and resist the devil and you'll flee from it.
Amen.
There's three things that you first have to submit yourself to God. That will empower you now to resist the devil, and the result every time is he'll flee from it. Every single time. But you've got to submit yourself to the word. You don't reason with it. There's two different things that Satan uses reasoning, God uses revelation.
Amen.
And revelation gives you authority over the
devil. Amen.
Satan may study the message, but he's never yet caught a revelation.
Amen.
Revelation's out of his jurisdiction. That's
right.
So your and my secret weapon is revelation.
That's right.
And so you get yourself in that right atmosphere. You get your spiritual weaponry out. Yeah? You shut yourself in with your great tutor, the trainer, and you let him start speaking to your soul. He will give you something by revelation.
Amen.
That will change your situation.
Amen.
It will completely change your situation. Because revelation gives you authority over the world. Every single time. That's why the prophet says you overcome by the word. It's not just the natural word. It's the revealed word.
Amen.
Look at Jesus when he was in the wilderness. Tempted by the devil. What was Jesus meditating on? I've said it before. The past campaigns. He was meditating upon Israel in the wilderness. You can see how he answered. And when the devil came and said, if you're the Son of God, you have to turn the stones into bread. What is Jesus meditating on? When there was no man in the wilderness. Yeah? And the people murmured, and God says, man shall not live for a better only. And Jesus caught it straight away. It's like, that's how he overcame him in the wilderness. And Jesus said, man shall not live for a better every word that proceeds from
him. Amen.
You've got to have a look at that. So Jesus himself, as part of his training, he'd catch a revelation from the word of the campaigns of the past. He would see how people failed. He would see how people succeeded. And surely that's what we've got to do as well.
Amen.
That's how we equip ourselves. We find our situation in the
Amen.
Word.
Amen.
And we see what is it that, how is this enemy going to work? How is it that God wants me to work in this situation? He says, now we'll close with this thought. He says, now, Eve began to stop to reason. That's the greatest mistake you've ever been in.
That's right.
When you become a believer, the prophet says you hit the ground running and you keep running.
Yes. Amen.
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 You don't stop.
Amen.
No matter what the enemy says, don't
Amen.
Stop.
Amen.
Just keep on the initiative.
Amen.
To believe there's no stop. It's speaking, go forward.
Amen.
It's just going forward, walking with God, pressing on one step at a time. But Eve stopped and listened to the enemy. Because the enemy enticed her. And when she started out to speak to him, and they came, they communion with him. Satan is an anointed being. Friends, every demon is anointed.
Yes,
there's different anointings. Some anointings of depression. Some anointings of oppression. Some anointings of infirmity. Some are anointings of lust, purity, uncleanness, and sanity. And if you start fellowshipping with that thing, when that thing gets you to stop, friend, you don't commune with the enemy.
Amen.
The Bible says you destroy
Amen.
So these people would search on the internet things against the message and what have you. That's insanity. You want to go right on the enemy's territory to equip yourself. It doesn't work like that. You don't equip yourself by going on the enemy's ground. Don't do those kind of things. That's what you did. She stopped and she listened to the enemy. And then her reasoning started to kick in. And that's when she got herself in a lot of trouble. And it says, she quoted the word to him, and Satan never disagreed with her. But what happened in the end? We know what happened. She stayed too long in enemy territory. Let me finish with this quote. We know it from Genesis 11, 4. Just the principle of don't stop. Wage war. Don't commune with the enemy.
That's right.
If you find that your friends keep causing you to compromise, just say, stay away from those friends. Either testify to them or leave the room.
That's right.
Amen.
Don't go play around. If there's a certain girl that gives you a hard time, what are you speaking to her? Why are you allowing her to contest? This is a contest. This is a mortal contest. This is for your soul. This is for your reputation. This is for your adoption. This can hold you back from the very things that God has proposed for you.
Amen.
No matter how pretty she may look,
right.
No matter how appealing on the outside, the spirit behind it's the devil. He's searching out your weakness so that he can show his strength inside of you. And then he ignites your passions. And then all of a sudden now you overcome. And then you're coming back once again. No, I did it again. Surely there's got to come sometime you learn your lesson. Don't go to the valley of sorrow. Don't go to tomorrow. You're a believer. Fellowship with believers. Stay away. Separate yourself from unbelievers.
Amen.
If you're not able to keep yourself, if you're not yet fully equipped with the whole armor of God, stay around believers. Stay with people that can watch over you. Stay in touch. Stay in community with learn from our mistakes. Because you keep giving the devil a stick, he's going to hit you. And one of these days, he's going to get knocked out blows. You're going to give him the stick one too many times, and he's going to hit you right through your arm. Learn from our mistakes. The prophet speaking about Nellie Sanders, we know the story. And the prophet is at home, and then the taxi came outside there. Girl came running to the door. Brother, I've made such a mistake. I said, come in. And I turned the lights on, and now she was crying, saying, oh, Brother Bill, I'm gone. And I said, what's the matter, man? Have you got a heart attack? She said, no, Brother Bill, I was coming down Spring Street. Honest, Brother Bill, I didn't mean no harm. She used to be so possessed by demons of dancer. Like now to be the nightclubs, now to be that kind of a thing. Or getting out to the clubs, or, you know, getting out to whatever it is in this age. But that was her weakness before. She gave her life to Christ and the Lord delivered her from that. And now she's walking back one day and she walks past the old dance hall where she won all of the prizes and cups for dancing. With Lee Hall. She says, I didn't mean no harm. My friend, the devil doesn't care about your intentions. He's just looking for an opportunity.
That's right.
It's not your intention. It's give him an opportunity. If you want to be successful as a believer, give him as few opportunities as you possibly can. Keep yourself under the blood. Keep the shield up. I said, what's the matter? I thought, what am I going to do now? He said, Brother Bill, I'm just all to pieces. I said, quietly down, tell me about it. He said, well, I was coming down the street at Redmond's Hall. They used to have Saturday night dances there. I had some stuff that I was going home to make me a dress, and I heard that music. That's the strength of the devil at work. You'll share the old things once again. You know, he's trying to see if he can bait you once again. He's trying to see if there's something inside of your fallen nature that can get you to respond long enough to get you to stop. If she could have just kept on walking, she was going to be okay.
That's right.
And the great mistake that she made, she stopped.
That's right.
She stopped. I heard that music. And she said, you know, I stopped just a minute. Said, and the music kept getting better. So I thought, you know, it won't hurt if I stand right here. That's where she made her mistake. She stopped for a moment. She just listened. Same as you. Exactly the same as you.
That's right.
She shouldn't have listened.
That's right.
She should have said, I don't want to talk to you. She would have gone to Adam and said, hey, somebody is saying contrary things to me out there. Come, let's go and speak to him together.
That's right.
But she gave him an opportunity. And the devil with his strategies, and the devil with his great strength, knowing the weakness inside of her, the pain spread again. And something started to respond inside. That's what Babe does. She stopped for a moment. She just listened. She said, well, Lord, you know that I love you. But I can sure remember the time when he and I used to win all the cups and so forth. I remember that old music used to attract me. It doesn't do it now. Robert says, uh-oh. You just think a joke. It's already got you right there.
That's right.
Right.
Why can't we revisit those things? Why stay away from them?
Hallelujah.
Now the music we used to get attracted to that used to really appeal to our fallen nature, it'll still appeal to your fallen nature.
That's right. That's right.
If you never go back to that music again, it's going to entice you.
That's right.
It's going to take your mind back.
That's right.
It's going to bring an atmosphere. It's going to bring a change inside if you're not careful.
Yes.
And that's going to allow the devil to join me.
That's right.
The atmosphere is going to start to change. He says, maybe if I walk, she said, maybe if I walk up the steps up there, maybe I'll be able to testify to something. You see, we cloak our weaknesses in spirituality.
Yes.
There was something inside of her, in her fallen makeup, that was responding, and she's using reasoning.
That's right.
Trying to find some way to justify it, my friend. Sisters should never, ever be with brothers just by themselves.
Yeah.
You should never, as a woman, as far as possible, ever spend time just with a man by yourself.
Yeah.
You wouldn't allow things like that.
Yeah.
Just to go and visit somebody who's a man. Yeah. Spend time with somebody who's a man. Single brother spending a lot of time with us there with a girl. What are you doing? What are you doing? It might sound very old-fashioned, but this is the whole other.
Yes,
that's right. Emma.
Generation after generation after generation.
Amen.
And this generation thinks boys and girls can hug each other.
Yeah, amen.
You should never hug anyone unless it's your daughter or your wife.
That's right.
You as a man, you should never have that contact.
Amen.
Boys and girls, you see them coming from school, they kiss each other.
Yeah.
Like in a greeting. No wonder there's such teenage pregnancy.
That's
all the
right.
Problems are such things. Because you're allowing the strength of the devil to get an opportunity.
Yeah.
Stay away. The prophet says, shun the very appearance of evil.
Yes.
Stay away from the enemy's territory. Rather be extreme on those
things. Amen.
Amen.
That'll keep you.
Amen.
But she walked up to the top of the stairs. The prophet says, you see right on the devil's ground. Stay out of it. Shun the very appearance of evil. And the first thing you know, she was in some boy's arms out on the floor. Then she came to herself. And we know the story. Then she came inside and the prophet had Wayne, whatever his name was, lying in the bed. Took him off the street being drunk. And she came and the prophet said, look, I don't know what to do with you, Nelly, but Jesus said, in the name of Jesus,
yeah,
you can cast out evil spirits. And said, Satan, I rebuke you, leave her in the name of the Lord Jesus
Christ.
And then there came this dark apparition like a bat. And all of them in the room saw it. Can you see what happens to us, friends? You may think it's some innocent little something, but in the spiritual world, it's far, the implications are far greater than you thought. She got demon-possessed. And if she hadn't run to the prophet like that, you know what would have happened? That demon inside of her would have got such a control.
That's right.
She wouldn't have stopped with just dancing with that guy. Next time it is going to go further.
Yeah.
And the Satan would have spoiled her reputation, spoiled her testimony.
Right.
What if he could destroy her if he could? Because he's malicious, friends. He's not somebody that you want to play around with.
Amen.
That's how the prophet says, shun the very appearance of
him. Amen.
and it rose up from behind you. Long hair hanging down out of its wings and off its feet, going, ooh, started right towards me just as hard as it could come. Brings us implications to themselves. Mm. The prophet says, the problem with the world, the reason they're not overcoming why? They don't even believe there's such things as the devil. They don't believe there's such thing as the devil. The greatest trick the devil ever played on people is that they don't believe in the devil. And the greatest trick the devil says to people is there's no God. The devil knows why
there's
no
God.
That's right. He convinces people there's no God, and then you're completely exposed to the devil.
That's right.
You're just his stooge. You're just a tool in his hands. He can't take you anywhere that you want. But God has granted us grace for us.
Amen.
God has given us a whole armor in this age. God has given us a raised standard. God has given us wonderful grace. God has given us mercy, which we're thinking about rewrote our lives.
Amen.
God has given us the blood of Christ in a very real way in this age.
Amen.
Not just a theory, but something that will really sanctify your life. Amen. He's given us a bleeding word. Yeah. He's given us the King's sword, the sword of the Spirit in this
age.
He's given us all the resources that we need to overcome. Let's use these. And consecrating ourselves is an important part.
Amen.
Creating an atmosphere.
Yes.
And the prophet says, you create that atmosphere, you sow the word, that word will bring forth. And the devil never once has managed to defeat the anointed word. So you just get the right atmosphere, sow the word in your experience. And it's the word that God has given us to overcome. And you will find that you'll get overcome. Not in yourself, not in your own strength, not in your ability. It's not anything that man should boast, but be strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor. And especially in the days of your youth, with this raised standard of iniquity and evil and fornication and all this meekness and sin that's all around us, my friend, you need to use the resources more than we did. And obviously, God would have raised up a standard to minister the grace that you need to overcome in this age. So let's use what God has given us. Let's stand since this
guy.
It's really a contest, right? I'll just finish on this as we stand. The prophet on the next page, he finishes off and he says, don't tell me there's no devil. Because I know better.
Amen.
I have to fight with him every day. So I know there's a devil. And you must be trained when you meet him. Not trained in psychology, not trained in education, but trained by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God's power in his word to make it manifest. Know your enemy. What a cruel thing that is. Let's sing.
Amen.
Let's sing that song again. Mercy rewrote my life.
Amen.
Let's not receive the grace of God in vain, friends. Amen. Let's take advantage of his goodness and his grace.
Rewrote my life. Mercy rewrote my life.
Shame.
same mercy that we started your life today.
Amen.
Let's come unto the throne of grace, the throne of mercy. The Bible says, approach him. It says we can come boldly unto the throne of grace to obtain help in time of trouble.
Amen.
Whatever your situation that you're in today, cast your soul at the feet of Jesus.
Amen.
Pour out your heart before him. Wage warfare against the enemy. Don't listen to what your mind is telling you.
Amen.
Listen to what your soul is telling
you. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Speak from your heart. Pour out your heart.
Amen.
The Bible says resist the devil and he'll flee from you.
Amen. Jesus.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Enough. Today things change.
Amen.
I'm taking back my inheritance.
Yes, Lord.
I'm claiming my land once again.
Amen.
And the Bible says he will flee from you.
Amen.
Let's resist him, saints.
Oh,
let's
yes.
resist him strong in the faith.
Yes.
Let's go forth tonight in prayer. You put yourself before the Lord, whatever it is.
Amen.
Let's pray concerning our situations. Let's pray for one another. Let's all come to a time of prayer. As we come to a close sense, if there's anybody who desires prayer, maybe there's an oppression, maybe there's something you're struggling to break through, put up your hand as we close in a word of prayer. Something else inside of your life that you've been struggling with, and you believe it's a spiritual something. There's something standing between you and the next step. And you're really looking to the Lord upon this day. Why not just raise your hand to the Lord? Whatever it is, whatever you need, whatever you desire, and it's inside of our hearts, just unite ourselves together. Even as the word has said, the two or three gather together.
Amen.
If two of you agree concerning anything,
amen.
Let's agree on this one, saints.
Amen, Jesus.
That today the devil's had his day.
Yes.
Let's agree on that. That where there's been no breakthrough for a long time, tonight is a breakthrough.
Amen, Jesus.
There's been something that's lingered for far too long. Let's believe that tonight Jesus will be glorified.
Yes.
And he will show that his strength is greater than the strength.
Amen, Jesus.
Lord.
Let's just believe it in simplicity, saints.
Amen.
Father, these needs that we have. We come unto them, we bring them before you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we know that it's not in the intensity of our voice.
Yes,
we know,
Lord.
Lord, it's not in the length of our prayer.
Yes,
but
Lord.
We know that it's in your faithfulness, Lord.
Amen.
It's in the simple faith that we have in your word.
Yes, Lord.
So, Father, as we come unto thee upon this evening, Lord, Father, you have given us power.
Amen.
Of all the powers of the
earth. Amen.
Yes, Father, we come and we just unite our faith together upon this night.
Yes, Lord.
Even to every need that, Father, Lord, is expressed by a raised hand upon this night.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, in your name, we call Jesus on this night.
Amen.
Set forth your word upon this night.
Yes,
Father, we bind the enemy, Lord. Yes. Father, we bring to naught every purpose of his, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we bring the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, when that demon power rose up in that room that night, Lord, and the prophet saw it, Lord, and he said, "All the blood of Jesus saves us." Father, we bring the power of the blood.
Amen.
That will never lose its power.
Amen.
We bring the power of the blood to bear upon every every situation of being where there's oppression, Lord, we say there will be oppression no more. There will be oppression, Lord. There will be oppression no more. There will be spirit of infirmity, Lord. Father, it will flee in the name of Jesus. There will be blockage, there will be whatever spiritual resistance that there is. Father, we resist it. And you said, Lord, if we resist it, you shall flee from us.
Amen.
So, Father, we take you at your word. And Father, we thank you for your grace. We pray your mercy upon every life of one. We pray especially for them that should have been here upon this night. Father, we send your word after them upon this night. We send the great Holy Spirit on their trail upon this night.
Amen.
Father, give them not rest upon this
night.
Give them not rest upon this night. Once again at the altar we pray.
Yes,
they find themselves at your feet once again.
Amen.
For anybody out of your will, Lord. Father, let us not rest, but Father, bring us back from the world.
Amen.
Father, bless us as we go from this place upon this night. Keep us safe on the roads, Lord. Watch over us. We see evil, we see iniquity, we see noise. Father, Lord, upon the streets, Lord. But Father, you said, Lord, that these things shall not trouble us. Lord, a thousand shall fall at our right hand. But you said, Lord, you shall not come nigh unto us.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for mercy. We thank you for grace. Bless our young people, Lord.
Yes,
I pray for them, especially upon this night, Lord. How we pray that you would visit every soul, Lord. To reveal yourself the same as you today, forever, Lord. Bless each officer in this church, Lord. Bless our mothers. Bless our children. Bless each family, Lord. Bless the single people we pray. Father, for all this uncleanness that you bring about to us, that they may possess their vessels, Lord.
Father,
to work a sanctified life, to glorify the name, Lord. Help us, Lord, to
pray.
Wash us in your blood upon this night, Lord. Wash us in the waters of the bleeding. Father, strengthen us, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Father, let the blood be between us, Lord, and the enemy. Each step of this journey, Lord.
Jesus.
As you grant us grace, Lord, by your mercy to come back on Sunday, bless our baptism
service. Amen.
Bless our brother, Lord, that Father would be going into the waters of baptism, Lord. Father, I pray that the heavens would be
open. Amen.
I pray, Lord, that Father, you would clothe our brother with the whole armor of God.
Yes, Lord.
Come out of those waters, Lord. That you would fully equip him for the contest, Lord.
Yes.
That he may be a witness, that he may be a testimony, that he may be a thorn in the side of the devil.
Yes.
That every day that he would live, Father, the devil would consider himself, how can I overcome this?
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Let it be a testimony, we pray.
Amen.
Bless our young people, Lord. Bless them richly, we pray.
Amen.
Bless D as a song.
Amen, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Bless them, we pray.
Oh, yes, Jesus.
Bless our young musicians, Lord.
Amen, Lord.
Upon them, Lord.
Yes,
and
Lord.
You guard them, Lord, in their private lives,
Amen.
Lord. And when they would come into your house, Lord, Father, Lord, they wouldn't be defiled.
Oh, yes, Jesus.
Lord. Guide them in the games,
Amen.
Guide them in the things that they read.
Yes,
guide
Lord.
Guide them that they spend their time.
Amen.
Father, our single brothers and sisters, Lord, Amen. Keep them pure. We pray.
Amen.
Wash them in your blood.
Amen.
Lord. From the spirit of uncleanness that is all around us, Lord. Deliver us, Lord, in this place.
Amen.
The enemy has come in like a flood. But Father, thou hast raised us.
Thank you, Jesus.
We are so glad that you've experienced the power of this raised standard, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for the victories, God.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, for the lessons learned in the defeat.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Father, that you are the great trainer that's training us in this contest.
Amen.
Continue to help us, Lord, to rest in you. Father, it's not by power and it's not by might.
Amen.
But it's by your spirit, Lord.
Amen.
It's by your mercy. It's by your grace. It's by your unction and your anointing, Lord. It's the power of revelation, Lord, that gives us authority over the enemy. So keep us, Lord, as we come even on Sunday to your house. Guide us and lead us into that secret place.
Amen.
Over the world and unto us, Lord. Speak unto us, Lord.
Amen.
You think about the ministers round and about us, Lord. Brother Chris John, Brother John.
Amen. Brother, yes,
Brother
Lord.
George Quinn. We think of them, Lord.
Amen.
That you blessed to send away Brother George Martin, Brother Crosby.
Amen.
Them, Brother Alex. We pray for them.
Amen.
Father, continue to equip them with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lead them, guide them, help them, Lord. Even at this time we pray. Fathers, we dismiss, may we dismiss with your blessing.
Yes. Yes.
But we thank you that you've given us this opportunity
yes.
to build your house upon this day.
Amen.
Be glorified as we dismiss.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Let's sing one song as we dismiss. Amen. 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 May the Lord bless you as we dismiss in Jesus' name.
Amen.
What time tomorrow? Let's hop past 10 in Carlo. Yeah? 10:30 cents. Let's meet in Carlo. 10:30 up to 1. It's time for the outreach tomorrow. And let the Lord grant us a blessed time. Yeah, if you need a lift, let us know, please. Sisters are more than welcome.
Amen.
It won't be far from the brothers. Let sisters come in the twos. Stand nearby. They can witness to the young girls. It's a wonderful thing to do. Please, if you need a lift, let us know. And please keep us in prayer. In Jesus' name. The flat that he did, he searched for land, he carried us with troubles he had some, but not from her
on the wings of a snow white dove. wings of